Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
This is going to be the lowest turnout election for anything. I mean, and we got two elections going on today. We got the primary in District 3 for the State House, right? That's going to be the I didn't really get into this race at all because, you know, with the vacations I've had and with all the other stuff going on, I just honestly, like, I would have to interview 8 candidates on the air, and we don't have enough time. And I'm just like, sorry, I know who some of them are. I don't know who some of them are, but, you know, just I couldn't get into it, you know, and I didn't want to give you sort of like some information and not be able to do it thoroughly. I thought it was better to not give any, you know, really not much of anything. So that's where I know in District 3 in the north, you know, basically most of Santa Rosa County, it's, you know, kind of it's happening today, obviously. If you're a Republican, you're primary voting and you're having general election for the Congress. This is super weird. This is the Jimmy Patronus versus Gay Valamont one. And I will tell you this, if your theory is, well, we are a Republican area, and turnout is going to obviously be, you know, Republican. Oh, no. I wouldn't make that assumption at all. Turnout so far has been more Democrat, and low turnout means, I mean, Democrats are absolutely trying to steal this race. They are trying to steal. And this 6th district, which is the Mike Waltz district that Randy Fine's running in now, they're trying to steal that one, too, because they want to be able to, you know, stop Trump through Congress. And Republicans are scared. Trump is scared. That's why he pulled back Lee Stefanik from being UN ambassador, because he was worried she would lose her district. So if you're the kind of Republican that's like, as somebody else to do my work today, I wouldn't trust it. I mean, I'm going to vote right after work. Always going to work right after work. Polls, all 80 polls, polling places, according to Robert Bender, supervisor of elections, were ready to go at 7. 387 voters already, he said. That's as of the last 11 minutes. So pretty good, pretty good. But yeah, you know, go vote. Go vote. If you're eligible, go vote. Same in Santa Rosa County, of course. What else am I going to talk to you about? Something. Okay. The big story of the day, obviously, crazy story. Story that I'm still trying to wrap my brain around, is President Trump's announcement last night, or early this morning. I didn't check the time if it's early this morning or last night, but, you know, kind of like midnight-ish, on Truth Social. And I could explain it. I'm just going to read to you what I wrote about it, because I thought it's just, you know, I don't want to leave anything out, okay? So if it sounds like I'm reading, I am, but I'm a little editorial as we go along. You can read this on our Facebook page at News Radio 92.3. You know, Trump does crazy things. Sometimes they're brilliant. Sometimes they're just crazy and weird. And, you know, I never know where to take him exactly. But this is one of those, I did not see this coming. So, okay. And I'm trying to wrap my brain around. I think I'm on board. I'm like 80% on board. Okay, I'm still kind of digesting it. After years of hearing people grumble about daylight savings time versus standard time, and efforts by states like ours, Florida, to opt for year-round daylight time, President Trump decided to solve the problem himself. He overshot. He eliminated time zones. So no Eastern, no Central, no Pacific, no, you know, Mountain time. In a post on Truth Social, Trump explained how much he has always hated the spring forward, fall back nonsense, and was eager to find a way to avoid changing clocks, which I think we all hate that. He says placing the entire country on a single standard would work, like the military does Zulu time, okay? And he called on other world leaders to follow his example. He's eliminating the AM-PM distinction, oh, like Zulu time, right? So it's going to be, you know, 800 or 1100 or 1500, right? You're going to have to learn to do military time. Instead of, which is good because like midnight and noon is always confusing. It's 12 o'clock. Well, which one do you mean? No longer. It's 0020 or it's 1220, right? It's easy. He's ordering U.S. timekeepers to adopt the 24-hour military standard, which is already common in many other countries. That's true, Europe. Okay. He went on to say these improvements will not only avoid the confusion over time zones we currently have, but also streamline timekeeping for space travel. Like time on the moon, time on the space station, time on Mars, because all time zones can just be one time zone. Like, you ever wonder what time is it in the space station and they have to assign one? Well, just have the whole world on like an Earth standard time. Then you don't have to assign one. It's just the time. Here's what he wrote on Truth Social. And I'm going to do my best. I'm not going to impression Trump, but I'll emphasize when he's capitalizing because, you know, he uses a lot of capitals. My friends, your great and brilliant president, always, has solved the problem of the clocks. We have many issues in this country that divide us, but nothing is as stupid as switching time forward in the spring and back in the fall. Only a demented Democrat would come up with something so idiotic. Why has it always got to be attacking the... Okay, anyway. When daylight time started, steam engines were the fastest way to travel, but now we have bullet trains and jet planes and SpaceX rockets and even beautiful Teslas like the one I just bought. So fast. It's just... I just keep reading. Since I promised to be a great uniter as president, I'm bringing the country together with one great idea. Beginning today, I'm issuing an executive order to eliminate time zones and daylight saving time. Instead, there will be only one time zone for our great country, and the best part is we are calling it American Standard Time. Of course. Of course, right? As of this morning, oh, I guess he did write it this morning. Okay. As of this morning, the entire country is hereby instructed to adjust all clocks to match the time in my two beautiful homes, the White House and Mar-a-Lago. Stop it. Come on. This means the time in Chicago, Denver, Los Angeles, Anchorage, and Honolulu. Oh, I guess that makes sense. Okay. Are all now the same as in Washington, D.C. and Palm Beach. Also, no more of this AM, PM crap. We can do time like the military does. 0900 for 9 a.m., 2100 for 9 p.m. You'll learn to love it. I'm also hereby calling on other world leaders to follow my example, adopting American Standard Time everywhere so we can eliminate all the foolishness of calculating what time it is when we travel or call. Oh, my God. I mean, I've lived time zones my whole life. Like, my parents got divorced, and I was Chicago to Detroit, and then I was Chicago to Denver. Like, I've flown through time zones. I've called through time zones. To me, it's innate. But I know a lot of people struggle with it. You know, and they struggle with daylight time, and they struggle with, well, when I drive, when do I change the clocks, and when does my cell phone adjust, and, you know, calling, you know, Arizona, what time are they? Summer or winter, it's different because they don't do daylight time. So anyway, he goes on, my great friend Elon Musk also loves this idea because it means the moon and Mars can all be on the same time as America the Beautiful. You're welcome. I'll finish reading this in just a second for you. John Pickens has traffic on the fives at 0716.
Okay.
It's 0716.
Okay. I was just verifying.
Yep.
Okay.
Oh yeah. So do we go to American Standard Time like now? Is it 0816? And
when are we going to do it?
Well, he says now, but like I know the schools haven't changed. People's jobs haven't changed. You know, the
our
TV,
clocks haven't
our
changed.
Clocks haven't changed. Yeah, so... Even though he says now, I think there's going to be a couple of days transition, and I'm not going to announce, especially on election day, like I'm not going to change the time on election day, you know, because that would be, I certainly don't want to have anything to do with messing with people's election. Like, it's 7 o'clock, 0700, we can do that part, that's easy, okay? Polls close at 1900, you know, we can do that, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, go vote. So anyway, that good question, John. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. Let's see here. No accidents to report to you right now. Looks like I-10, if you're traveling eastbound between Highway 29 and Pine Forest, starting to see about a 5-minute delay. Also, you'll see delays if you're heading southbound on 29, just south of West 9 Mile Road. Seeing some delays there. And also, if you're traveling 98 eastbound, expect about a 15 to 20 minute delay through the Windhaven Beach area, stretching all the way through Mary Esther. That's going to be a big one. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
Thanks so much, John. Oh, somebody asked a good question. Since it's a kind of a weird small election, do you vote at your normal precincts? Yes, they're all open. Regular precincts across both counties are open. Yes, regular election. Even though it's going to be low turnout, and even though it's like you're voting for either one thing or two things, depending on where you live in Santa Rosa County, if you're a Republican. But yeah, it's just same as a regular old election. Go to your normal precinct. 437-1620, 437-1620. Somebody says, so I guess we're all maybe an hour or so late to work today. No, you'll be on time because they won't have changed. Had you changed, you'd actually be early. You would have been early if you'd have changed. Just, yeah, but, you know, obviously check with your boss, you know. But the schools aren't changing times yet. I'm sure there's going to be guidance come out later today. I mean, this is like, you know, he did this in the early morning, so it's not like we've had any time to adapt to it, okay? So, which is certainly a criticism. It would have been nice to get some preview that this is going to happen. This seems like the kind of thing you want to prepare people for. Trump
doesn't. Maybe he'll have a press conference today to say, hey,
at
midnight, we're all at midnight.
Yeah, maybe.
No matter where you're at.
Maybe. Yeah, we'll see. Okay, but yeah, I wouldn't change anything yet.
No, not yet.
Just don't change anything yet. Wait for a little bit. Because again, it's so sudden, it's so new, and everybody's still trying to adapt to it. You know, and to figure out, like, what do we do, right? This is so novel. Anyway, I wanted to finish reading you the post because it's got quotes. I went ahead and, you know, did a little bit of research, called some people. So the early, and some other people have been talking about this on TV, the early response to this dramatic change have been mixed. Secretary of Transportation, oh, by the way, just so you get your mind around it, the way to think about this is, like, it's 08-19 in D.C. right now, okay? So when this really does go into effect, it'll just be 08-19 everywhere in the U.S. That means the sunrise will happen at different times, but everybody will be on the same time. And if it goes for the whole world, same thing. Like, it'll just be 08-19 in Johannesburg and 08-19 in Beijing. And which, by the way, China already does this. They have one time zone for their whole country, even though it's like five time zones. Just anyway, back to the story. Again, you can read this on our Facebook page, News Radio 92.3. Early response have been mixed. Secretary of Transportation Sean Duffy says he loves the idea, telling Fox News, quote, "I think people will appreciate not having to add or subtract hours anymore when they're traveling." Oh, agreed. I know I always get mixed up when I'm making a call to someone on the West Coast, and now I'll never have that problem again. Others have said they think people won't like it. Former Labor Secretary Julie Hsu, that's under Biden, thinks people will have a hard time thinking of, quote, normal working hours in San Francisco being 6 a.m. to 2 p.m., or under the new nomenclature, 0600 to 1400. As she told MSNBC, "I don't think Europeans are going to love sending their kids to school in the morning at 3 p.m., or what would be 1500. It's just too weird. And I definitely don't think the rest of the world's going to accept American Standard Time just because Trump says so." Well, he could have made it Trump Time. Maybe if we called it Earth Standard Time. Oh, I like that. Earth Standard Time is kind of...
Yeah, but he has to put his mark on it somehow.
Oh, yeah, of course it's going to... Of course. He's not going to... Trump's not going to be like,
America
make it
first.
Earth Standard Time. Yeah. And synced it up with Greenwich Mean Time, maybe. Meanwhile, on X, Elon Musk commented, quote, "Once again, our president is thinking about the future of our planet. What better way to unite humanity and plan for the exploration of space than by creating mankind standard time and planting an American flag on the top of it."
There we go.
Even Governor DeSantis says he loves it. "I'm a baseball player at heart, and now I never have to ask whether the first pitch is Eastern, Central, or whatever. Just tell me the time, and I know when to tune in."
I like that.
Yeah, because you ever, like, you're a Rays fan.
Yeah.
Okay, and the Rays are playing the Angels, and it says 7 o'clock. Is that Pacific, or is that, you know, here?
Exactly.
Now it's just going to be the time.
Love
it. And it'll be, like, probably 2000. It'll be, you know, because that'll be the right time for the sun, okay? And you'll just know that that's the time. Let's see. Sources in the clock-making industry and the Watch Setters Union tell News Radio that they intend to file a grievance with the National Labor Relations Board to stop this move because they're worried airports and newsrooms won't buy as many clocks now. Oh, that, you know, because the big, like, wall display of the clocks.
Right.
It'll just be one clock. They did acknowledge they probably are better off just finding other jobs instead, since it seems impossible to ever beat Trump at anything. That's true. You know what I wonder? I wonder, will he punish countries that don't go along? Like, will he tariff them?
Oh.
He said tomorrow is the day of independence. Tomorrow is the
day. So this led right up to that.
Maybe with the tariffs going into place, he'll also penalize any countries that don't join American Standard Time. Because, look, I think in his mind, he's the uniter. I think he really wants to be the uniter for America, for all people, for the world. He wants to be seen as that. And what better way to unite people than to put them all on the same clock?
True. That unites the entire world.
And you wouldn't have to think about where's the time zone, where's the river, where's the border, what is my cell phone on it or not? I was in airplane mode on the airplane. Have I changed times? What time do I land or take off? It's all just the same time. Think about it. You know, what's your plane departure? How many times have you flown and double-checked to make sure you had the local time zone as opposed to the, you know what I mean?
A lot.
Right.
Yeah.
So I think I like this. I think I'm on board. What do you think? 437-1620. Give me a call. Tell me what you think about American Standard Time, Trump's new executive order, which, whether you like it or not, I guess it just is. It's not like you can stop him. I think air traffic controllers would like this. Standard for them. I mean, we'll see. 723. Oh, no, sorry. 0723. I'm Andrew McKay.
You okay?
Sorry. I can't sleep with this cough.
Sounds like you need to vaporize that cold.
Vaporize?
Yeah, with NyQuil VapoCool. It's NyQuil plus a rush of Vicks Vapors.
Whoa.
So you're ready to get some sleep? Thank you, NyQuil VapoCool.
NyQuil VapoCool, the vaporizing nighttime coughing, aching, fever, best sleep with a cold medicine. And to vaporize sore throat pain, try Vicks VapoCool drops. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
Hey, Northwest Florida, Dave Ramsey here. I want to tell you about my friends over at Gulf Coast Air Care. Owner Todd St. Ors and his team focus on the indoor air quality side of HVAC for the people who want comfortable, healthy, and energy-efficient homes and workplaces. Gulf Coast Air Care can help you with dusty, moldy, or leaky duct systems, hot or cold rooms, and odors and humidity issues. So, if you need duct cleaning, duct repairs, or air filtration, you should call Gulf Coast Air Care today at 850-934-2768. They've been trusted members of the community for over 30 years. And remember what Todd always says, if you don't have a good air filter, you are one. Call Gulf Coast Air Care today at 850-934-2768 or visit them online at gulfcoastaircare.com. And be sure and tell them that Dave Ramsey sent you.
The Sanger Theater opened her doors on April 2, 1925. For 100 years, she's been the heart of Pensacola entertainment with vaudeville, movies, Broadway, and music. This month, Friends of the Sanger and the City of Pensacola are saying happy birthday to the Sanger, and we invite you to help us celebrate. Learn more about these events at pensacolasanger.com/100. And happy birthday, Sanger.
Join Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola this Friday at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Dr. Rebecca Gibbons will be here to answer your questions about the many benefits of acupuncture. If you suffer from chronic back pain, neuropathy, or joint pain, or even stress and anxiety, this is a show you will not want to miss. This Friday at 9, with Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
News Radio 92.3 gets you live programming every day from 5 a.m. until 7 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Do you mind hanging back? You're jamming my frequencies.
I'm getting a lot of texts in here on this change of the time. President Trump announced earlier this morning on Truth Social that he's ditching AM and PM going military time. He's ditching spring forward and fall back daylight time. And he's actually ditching all the time zones going to American Standard Time for the whole country and calling on world leaders to join him as an effort of unity. Which it's a weird thing to wrap your brain around, but once you get your brain wrapped around it, it actually makes a lot of sense. Let's see. One of the posts on our Facebook page says, I hate time change, spring forward, fall back. Ugh, I agree, let's stop the adjustment. But you cannot tell me when it's 8 a.m. in Florida that's also 8 a.m. in California, which is how it would work. That's just too weird. Some mornings I think Trump wakes up and eats a bowl of stupid for breakfast. Well, obviously a Democrat doesn't, you know. But, you know, that's a comment on our Facebook page that somebody made, you know. So it just, I get it. It's, it's a big shift. It's something to figure out, and it's going to be, an adjustment for all of us. Again, don't act differently today. We're going to kind of wait to see how this shakes out. You know, voting is still 0700 to, 1900. You know, that's the new designation.
Very good.
I got military people texting me to say zero instead of O.
Oh, okay.
So, fair enough. I don't want to do it wrong. John's got traffic for us. John?
On 07?
027, son.
Okay. Yeah. All right. I just want to be sure. All right. Looks like I-10, I-110 are flowing smoothly. A couple accidents to let you know about on North Davis Highway and Atwood Drive. That is a vehicle crash with roadblock, and I'm seeing some major delays with that one. Also, if you're traveling on 98 in Navarre, we have an accident with roadblock. That's blocking up both 98 on 98 and Alfred Boulevard. So just be aware of that. Traffic is backing up pretty much. That's going to be about a 25-30 minute delay there. Other than that, we are looking good. I'm John Pinkins with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, good morning. President Trump's pick to head Social Security will be under the microscope today. Frank Bisignano will be under consideration in the Senate Finance Committee. His nomination faces scrutiny over proposed DOGE cuts to the agency. A judge is throwing out a lawsuit against former New York Governor Andrew Cuomo over thousands who died from COVID-19 in nursing homes. The judge dismissed a proposed class action suit that would have held Cuomo responsible. And I heard you discussing this about an hour or so ago. The New York Yankees have been having a lot of luck with their bats lately. Some think it might be thanks to the new torpedo bats that were designed by an MIT physicist turned coach. The bats look like a torpedo. Boy, they hired a physicist. Sammy Sosa figured this out a few years ago. The bats are customized for each batter. Apparently, they move wood from the tip of the bat to the batter's sweet spot.
And each batter
gets their own individual bat.
Listen, the rules of baseball bats are fairly loose, okay? And to me, this is brilliant. I'm actually surprised nobody had come up with this before. And John, and you're reporting is that each batter is a little bit different. It looks like a bowling pin. So it's a fatter at the spot that is the sweet spot for that player.
Yeah.
So you have more mass, therefore better momentum on the target at the exact point of impact. So you're going to – and it's because it's wider at that point, still within the legal parameters, it's going to be have more control because you have basically a little bit flatter of a surface, so you have more room for error to put the ball where you want it to go. So balls that would have popped up are going to be home runs. Balls that would have been grounders are going to be line drives. And you're going to get harder hit. But like, it all makes sense. It's really kind of genius physics. And I would expect either A, MLB will change the rules to prohibit them because it will distort the game, or it maybe turns out not to be such a big deal in the long run, or it'll just be the new norm that everybody plays with.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. President Trump not announcing numbers yet, but says he's settled on a plan for the broad-based worldwide tariffs to take effect tomorrow.
Whatever they charge us, we charge them, but we're being nicer than they were. We have a lot of countries, friend and foe. I always say friend and foe, but the friend in many cases is worse than the foe. They took advantage of us.
The Washington Post reports Trump aides are writing up a proposal for tariffs of around 20% on most imports to the U.S. The Trump administration's anti-Semitism task force is reviewing grants and federal contracts for Harvard University.
Education Secretary Linda McMahon says Harvard's reputation is in serious jeopardy because of the prevalence of anti-Semitism on campus. Harvard President Alan Garber called anti-Semitism the most insidious form of bigotry. He says a loss of funding would halt life-saving research at the university.
Fox's Sue Guzman. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 7:31 at News Radio 92.3. 12 Oaks Recovery Center in Navarre is looking to expand. Local residents there voicing some safety concerns.
A sheriff went around to our neighborhood last summer and knocked door by door and said there was a felon next door. So you can imagine our alarm that, yes, we have kids in the neighborhood, and then we get notified that there's a sexual predator and a felon that's there.
That is Lisa Wallace, the HOA president for that neighborhood. 12 Oaks Recovery CEO Heather Joseph said that all of their clients, though, are screened, and the center does not accept violent criminals into their program. The organization wants to expand and create a new therapy complex on their campus. The county plans to revisit the issues around that proposed expansion this May. Well, new video of a SWAT arrest last week involving a man accused of running a dogfighting operation. Our news partners over at Channel 3 posted that video the other day. They talked to this neighbor about the incident.
I peeked out my window and I saw that animal welfare was at the door. And then it didn't look like anyone was at the house. And they took the dogs. And when I left to go to work, there was the sheriffs outside camping, waiting for anyone to show up.
That happened at Seamarge Lane and Lakewood Road Friday. Escambia deputies arrested 32-year-old Journey Purifoy. He's been charged with animal cruelty. The sheriff's office said leashes, collars, dog crates, and a book about training pit bulls to fight were found at that scene. Six dogs were removed from the home. Purifoy has been released on $15,000 bond. He's due back in court later this month. Well, Wayside Park and Gulf Breeze is set to reopen later this year. Of course, this following years of renovations now that were delayed by construction issues on Three Mile Bridge and storm damage from Hurricane Sally.
We think this is a driver for tourism and locals alike. You know, we have 55,000 cars a day that pass this park on the bridge.
That is Community Redevelopment Agency Manager Craig Chamberlain. He talked to Channel 3, and the park is expected to reopen in June. Officials say it'll include original amenities like a pier, boardwalk, boat launch. Chamberlain said the revamped design replicates the original vision for the park that dates all the way back to the 1960s. Well, Gen Xers are concerned about retiring. Chris Bryan with the updated numbers.
As Gen Zers continue to get closer to retirement, some have less than positive views about their retirement prospects. 45% of those between the ages of 44 and 59 report feeling not confident in their ability to retire. A study also found Gen Z and millennials felt the most confident about retiring on their own terms, and 68% of baby boomers report that they're extremely confident. Chris Bryan, News Radio 92.3.
Thank you very much, Chris. It is 7:34 here at News Radio 92.3. Let's get a look at our traffic on the fives with John Pickens.
That's right. We're still dealing with that accident that happened on 98 eastbound in Alfred Boulevard. If you're traveling east of the Navarre Beach Bridge, you're going to see some delays. I'd say about a 25-30 minute delay associated with that. The Davis Highway and Atwood Drive, they're trying to move that off to the side of the road, but I'm still seeing delays on Davis Highway. Other than that, I-10, seeing some slowdowns between Pine Forest and Highway 29, just congestion through that construction zone. Other than that, we are looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Drying out for your Tuesday. This morning, temperatures start out in the lower 60s with mostly cloudy skies. Seeing some areas of patchy fog through about 8 o'clock, but once the sunshine comes out, that will fizzle that on out of here, allowing temperatures to climb into those middle and upper 70s as we go into the afternoon with a mixture of sun and clouds. I'm meteorologist Marion Caldwell with your WEAR First Warning Weather Update.
Thank you very much, Marion. And right now we've got 63 degrees in Pensacola. It is 63 also in Gulf Breeze and 61 in Milton. Our next news at 8 o'clock. We've got breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, and dependable.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. The Washington Post has reported that White House aides have drafted a proposal that would levy tariffs of roughly 20% on most imports. The outlet also reported that another plan being considered is the country-by-country reciprocal approach. President Trump will announce his full tariff plan tomorrow. Amazon has resumed making drone deliveries in Texas and Arizona after it halted the program earlier this year. The retail giant has set a goal to deliver 500 million packages by drone per year by the end of the decade. AI chip developer Cerebra said it has obtained clearance from a U.S. committee to sell shares to Group 42, a Microsoft-backed AI company based in the United Arab Emirates. The clearance came from the Committee on Foreign Investment in the United States. Futures are moderately lower ahead of Liberation Day tomorrow. Monday, the Dow Industrials gained 417, the NASDAQ down 23, the S&P 500 up 30. That's Your Money Now.
If you're struggling with ED or your performance is down and your belly fat is growing, listen up. You've got one life. Now is the time to act.
At Wave Men's Health, we're not just healthcare. We're your secret weapon. Don't wait another day. Here's why you need to act right now.
Every moment you delay, your condition could worsen. It's not just about sex. It's about your heart, your relationship, your life.
Wave Men's Health has years of proven results for low testosterone and increasing drive, energy level, and performance. We've introduced ED and enhancement treatments so exclusive, you'll wonder why you waited.
Procrastination is the thief of time. When it comes to your sexual health, you can't afford to wait. Join the league of gentlemen who've walked out of our doors with a swagger.
Call Wave Men's Health at 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Book your $99 male performance consultation now, including blood work. Call 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Wave Men's Health, making it happen.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. The Fort Cancer event benefiting the American Cancer Society at Saposi Event Center is Friday evening. Enjoy the food, cocktails, live entertainment, and exciting auctions. See ForkCancerPensacola.org for event details. The 15th annual Navy Federal 5K is Saturday, benefiting the Escambia County Public Schools Foundation in downtown Pensacola. Please see visitpensacola.org. Submit your events at newsradio923.com.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic, but don't have a radio nearby? Then you need to download our new app. With the News Radio Pensacola app, you can get text alerts for breaking news, severe weather, and traffic delays. Plus, customize your alerts so you only get the information you need. It's easy to sign up for text alerts. Just download our app, create an account, and select the alerts you want to receive. You can even change your settings at any time. So what are you waiting for? Download the News Radio Pensacola app today and start getting text alerts.
We are honored today to be joined by our Law Enforcement Officer of the Day, Chief Deputy Andy Hobbs with the Escambia County Sheriff's Office at the invitation of Representative Salzman. Chief Deputy Hobbs, thank you for your service and welcome to the Florida House.
All right, who does the best show prep? That was
impressive, and now I'm thrown off my game. Thank you.
Chip Simmons, Sheriff, is not here today, but instead we have Chief Deputy Andy Hobbs with the Escambia County Sheriff's Office, and that was really cool. I'm watching the meeting. I'm watching Alex Andrade over here, and I'm seeing Michelle Salzman over there, and I'm like, that green uniform looks familiar. That body looks familiar. That looks like Andrew Hobbs. Why is he sitting on the front row? And then she made the announcement. I'm like, oh, and I knew you were coming in today. And I'm like, oh, I'm grabbing this for 100% for sure.
Yeah. There's a couple times in my life that I felt very awkward, and that was awkward. It was an amazing experience. They treated me amazing. I was able to see a lot of different things. But when you have all of these House of Representatives clapping and the, you know, everybody there's clapping, it just makes you feel odd because I don't do this job for recognition or anything like that. I just do it because it's what I've always done, and I love helping our community. And it was awkward. It was awkward and weird, but I was honored. It was an amazing day. It was something that I will tell my grandchildren about.
It's humbling. It's embarrassing. It's like, it almost, I mean, I can see it in your eyes.
Yeah.
Like, I can see that even just the hearing of it and remembering of it, that it brings a tear because it's overwhelming. You know, and I mean, I can say this because I know you're a man of faith too. Okay. Yeah. You know, that's how we go to heaven with like cheers and applause and trumpets and welcome. And, you know, like anyway, so people who only think the best of it anyway, just not to get off track, but it's neat to see. And I'm really glad she did. I assume Michelle put you up for that.
She did. Yeah.
No, that's great.
She absolutely did.
It's really cool. All right. On to regular matters since you're here to talk about all the things that are going on in the sheriff's office this week. A couple of arrests related to really awful treatment of animals. Let's start with the chronologically. I think what started was the video of the guy. I hate to describe this, but he was abusing the dog in the backyard. It came out on a real shoddy kind of camera, and it had gotten circulated and then taken down a bunch on the internet because you're not supposed to show animal cruelty, I guess, on Facebook. Somebody had sent me the link. I watched it, and thank goodness I didn't have to report it to you, and I didn't do it on the air because I wanted to wait to see how it played out. Because they had said they'd contacted state attorney's office and animal control, and I figured you guys would be soon to follow. So tell me what happened here. Tell me what you guys did, how this all worked out.
So you have to fast forward. You have to rewind into February. There was a call and reference, someone pointing a gun at someone, neighbors fighting with guns. We get there, and during that was an allegation of animal cruelty. At that time, we dealt with the gun being pointed at people.
Yeah.
We're under the impression animal control has been contacted because that's what we're being told. So we deal with the violent crime, believing animal control is going to come and deal with the other portion. We then find out later that there was some miscommunication with neighbors of who called animal control, who didn't call animal control. So the video comes up. We had already been back out there with animal control before the video got put back up. And we were working on an investigation because the suspect was not there at the time. Just because you have video, you have to also be able to positively identify someone.
Sure.
We were able to work on it, get it done. The next day, we were able to.
And is this felony or misdemeanor?
It
can it be a felony?
Oh, you can. Depending on the level of it.
That's what I was thinking.
You can have a misdemeanor or you can have a felony. Depending on the level of aggression towards the animal or the damage that's done.
And so I'm guessing that video alone may be inadequate because it's the misdemeanor rule. Like, you've got to observe it. Is that... Am I thinking about this the right way?
You'd still have to do a warrant affidavit if it doesn't happen in your presence.
Got it. Okay.
So we did the warrant, got the warrant signed. We picked the suspect up, Charles Thornton, at his place of business. And then went from there. So that was that arrest there. We took care of that. That's okay. The one that was on social media. And we had to put it on social media. People are like, well, why'd you show that arrest on social media? Well, the video had gone all over social
media. Everybody had seen the video, yeah.
And you need to let people understand that we're not going to allow that behavior. We're not going to allow you to victimize animals. We're not going to allow you to victimize innocent people or innocent animals.
Right.
It's just not going to happen. And so we had to make that presence known. We had to show that if you have that behavior, we are going to hold you accountable.
Well, and you know, of course, how social media works is it goes out there to, you know, tens of thousands of people. And they have the impression, they form a belief, and then they form beliefs like, well, why didn't the sheriff's office do anything? Why isn't? And so you're just trying to follow up and hopefully reach enough overlap of that that there aren't too many people who don't know about the follow, even though most people probably don't, right? Mm-hmm. They know the original outrage, and that's all they see. Well, that's good work on the follow-up and investigation of that. You also had a case same week, at least in terms of the arrest being announced.
Yes.
Same week for a dog fighting ring. We'll talk about that in just a second. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives at 0745.
I was about to give you kudos on that.
We're adapting to Trump's executive order that we go to military time, no AM, PM, one time zone for the whole U.S., American Standard Time. And I feel like there was one other thing I'm missing in the announcement. But anyway, 0745. Keep working on it. John Pickens got traffic on the fives.
That's right. We have an accident on Lillian Highway and Old Coryfield Road. That's causing some backups on Lillian Highway, so be aware of that. Also, Davis Highway and Atwood Drive is a vehicle accident. And also, 98 eastbound is being affected just east of the Navarre Beach Bridge at Alfred Boulevard. So they're still trying to get the clearing stages on that one to make traffic flow a little bit smoother. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
Thanks so much, John. Back to Chief Deputy Andy Hobbs. What I always call you Andy, but Andrew, what do you have a preference? Do you care?
Yeah. So when I talk to people who don't really know me, they call me Andrew because that's on my social media platforms.
Sure, uh-huh.
But my friends call me Andy. So
aww.
Yeah.
I mean, I've known you for years as Andy, so I don't think anything of it.
I go by Andy. Andrew is the name that was given to me by my father.
I gotcha.
So, but my friends call me Andy.
I really hate the name Andy, and I hate Drew.
Wow.
Except when girls, no, for me.
Oh.
It doesn't bother me, but you know, I had one really good friend who called me Drew, and I allowed it. And when girls wanted to call me Andy, I was willing to endure that too. But generally speaking, just it's a preference for me. So,
yeah.
And it helps keep us different.
It does.
Because otherwise, everybody would confuse you for me.
There's no doubt. We look just like each other. It's crazy.
Okay, back to the serious stuff. Really serious dogfighting ring arrest, and this is I'm the evidence you found to confirm it is bad. Like the kinds of things I never think about as somebody who wouldn't do this, but what did you guys find? How did this happen?
So let's first start off a shout out to Animal Control. Well, now it's called Animal Conservancy, or they've changed their name a little bit.
Oh, okay. I did
county,
not realize.
Yeah,
all
the
right.
County. They were out at a call, and they have a sergeant or a lieutenant who has a lot of experience. They brought her in for somewhere else, I believe. She has a lot of experience in investigating dogfighting things. She saw some things when they went out to an address on the outside that led her to believe that there might be some other activities going on. So she contacted us. Our investigations
multiple
got
involved. Multiple kennels of a
certain
size.
Yeah, multiple kennels. There's
condition.
There's ropes outside. There's all these different instruments of training, that's what you would call them. And our investigations got involved, and we were able to put together a search warrant. The suspect, before Animal Control had taken all of his dogs that were outside, but we weren't sure if there was animals inside the house,
okay.
Also evidence of fighting inside the house. So the suspect was taken into custody away from the home. We were able to get him away from the home. We were then able to do a SWAT entry serving the search warrant, and inside we found a rifle, handguns, IV bags, a book that talks about how to make your American Bulldog a combative dog, and other evidence inside that home that would again support that this person was running a dogfighting ring.
And by the way, the IV, this is the picture you had on social media, that's the one that really caught my heart, because like it's IV bags like nailed to the wall.
Yeah.
And I assume this is what they would use when the dogs get hurt, and that's to revive them or keep them alive or keep them back in fighting.
Yeah, for wound care to keep them going. Yeah, it is sickening. Let's just call it what it is. It's sickening. It's disheartening. And it's also, you know, I've been asked about, well, yeah, it's dogfighting. It's bad. No, it's real bad. It's bad. But it's also the other crimes that go along with that. You have violent crime that goes along with that ilk is what I would call it.
I got you.
Because, you know, you saw the weapons. So there's a lot of cash. So there's weapons. There's violence. There's drugs. There's gambling. There is all these other things that go along with something as sinister as dogfighting. And again, working with animal control, I keep calling them animal control because I don't know their new name real well. And we are going to make sure that those people that are involved in those type of activities are going to go to jail. And I think we showed it with a partnership with the county, how it can work really, really seamlessly.
And the one the thing that bothers me when I think about it is if this person is doing it, it's because there's a demand for the entertainment. It's because there's a market for people to watch it, to bet on it. There's other people doing this. Are you going to be able to use this to find the others, to stop the network, to, you know, like, because when you go after drugs, you go after more than just the one drug dealer, right?
So, yes, we we've received tips from that arrest. We've received them online. We've received them through Crime Stoppers. We've received them anonymously with people that might be involved in this. So, yes, it's an ongoing investigation. And we will follow those leads wherever they take us. And, yes, I agree. You saw how many kennels were outside. So there's clearly a lot of people involved or a good amount of people, I would say. And you never know if those people are coming from out of state or anything else. So if you are involved in this type of behavior, you would have thought cases like Michael Vick, when Michael Vick went to prison and lost everything, you would think, you would understand no one's too big, no one's untouchable, and if you are victimizing animals or people, you're going to go to jail. We are going to find you. Sheriff Simmons has made a promise to the people of Escambia County, and that is to courtesy, integrity, professionalism, but enforcement and engagement like we've never seen before, and we hold that every day. And it's just another example that there is nothing you are going to do forever that we don't catch you. It might take us a couple weeks. It might take us a month. It might take us a year. But we're going to find you. You are not going to be able to do illegal activities and victimize animals or people in Escambia County and get away with it.
And you know, I want you to arrest everybody who's committed a crime. I am also eager for the high-profile fear factor. I want people to be afraid to bet, to engage, to train. I want them so afraid that they're going to get caught that they just don't do it anymore. That would, you know, that's a good thing for me as well. We also had a shooting at Y and Mallory Street on, I think it was on Saturday, and this was somebody got shot in the kneecap. Is that right? What happened here?
Yeah. Supposedly there was a disagreement between two people, but sadly in that situation, our victim is being uncooperative. I know that's shocking.
Happens all the time.
All the time. Yeah. You know,
or they tell a story that doesn't add up.
Or whatever. Or, you know, sometimes it's, you know, in those cases I get asked a lot. Some of those cases, if they're shot in the leg, on the side of the leg or in their own knee, sometimes they accidentally shoot themselves, but they're convicted felons. So they can't tell you they had a gun because then they'll go to jail and go to prison. So, or they're involved in illegal activity. They were fighting over drugs or they were fighting over certain things they don't want you to know about. So amazingly, an unknown person he's never seen before. He's not sure what type of vehicle they were driving. He's not sure what they look like. And they just found him while he was, you know, reading a Bible on the side of the road and shot him in the leg. Nah, that doesn't happen. So that's the thing is when you hear some of these cases and you're like, well, I wonder what the sheriff's office is doing. Well, we're going to canvass the neighborhood. But if the victim is uncooperative and not telling you the truth, it really hinders the ability to find somebody. And usually a lot of these people, if you did criminal history checks, are convicted felons, drug related issues, violent related, and they're living a high risk lifestyle. And doesn't mean they are less of a victim. They are. But I can only help people who want to be helped. If you lie to us and you withhold information, it makes it a little more difficult for the men and women of the sheriff's office to do their job.
The reading the Bible is a nice touch.
You're welcome. You are welcome.
Hey, we're getting close to being out of time, so just a couple of real quick hits here. You had a career fair on Thursday. Productive?
Very productive. It was amazing. We had about 65, 70 people turn out.
Outstanding.
Yeah, it was great. They get an opportunity to see the men and women of the sheriff's office, and the men and women get to see them. And so we're looking to, that's a really great program. We're going to start doing that more often.
Nice. You've got Cops, Cars, and Crawfish coming up on the 12th, I think a week from Saturday, right?
We do. The Sheriff's Foundation on the 12th, the Saturday after this one. Chief of Staff Whitney Lucas, and she's also the Chief of Staff. She's the President of the Foundation. She does a lot of stuff for the Sheriff's Office. She's been getting that ready and working with the men and women of the Sheriff's Office to get that ready. So come on out to that. It's going to be an amazing event. Come have fun, eat crawfish, and listen to music.
Where is it?
Five Flag Speedway.
Got it. Okay, Pine perfect venue. Makes sense. Female Blazer Academy starts
tonight. Yep.
Third one.
Female Blazer Academy. Absolutely. Continues to, we just had the Male Academy graduation a month ago, and now we're back. We're into the Female Blazer Academy. And again, it's just another example of what Sheriff Simmons has going on at the Sheriff's Office with the commitment to our community.
Last thing before I let you go, Andy Hobbs, the Trump executive order on changing the time zone to one standard time zone, no AM, PM, no daylight time, American standard time. The one part of this I'm interested in from your perspective is, do you think it'll facilitate law enforcement activities? But also, you guys use military time already, right?
We do. We do use military time.
Is it easy to adapt to?
It's something. It's
you don't like it.
I like it for work. I just have a 4 and 8 year old. It would just be a little difficult. I'm trying to figure out how I'm going to teach them.
Yeah.
But no. Yeah, we use it. If you look at our reports and stuff, it'll say 0100, 02. So we use military time in law enforcement. At least we do at the sheriff's office. I'm pretty sure Santa Rosa County does too.
But you don't tie it to like Zulu, Greenwich, or anything like that. It's just military versions of local time.
Correct. We have a 24-hour clock.
Okay.
So 0100, 0200, 0100.
Got it.
You know, so.
So you never have people ask, well, is that noon or midnight? You know, because.
Correct. There's clear.
It's clear, right.
Noon would be noon.
12.
12.
Yeah.
And
midnight is either 2300 or zero.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. Exactly. So,
2355.
Yeah, 2355. So it makes it pretty easy. But I mean, I think it's a move in a direction.
And the name certainly is not surprising. American Standard Time, of course, Trump's going to make it that, right?
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Andy Hobbs, he's chief deputy at the Escambia County Sheriff's Office, and he was the law enforcement officer of the day recently in the Tallahassee legislature. Sir, thank you as always for the time, and I appreciate it. I'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you. I appreciate y'all having us on.
755. John Pickens is,
0755.
This is going to be work, man. This is definitely going
to
be a work.
Do I get to beat you every time you don't do it right?
Maybe at a certain point, you can tariff me like maybe he's going to tariff other countries that don't cooperate, but we'll see. Anyway, John Pickens has Traffic on the Fives.
Brought to you by Pensacola Christian Academy, where students thrive in a safe environment designed to build a solid foundation. You can learn more at enrollpca.com/radio. Still dealing with the accident on 98 and Alfred Boulevard. That's affecting 98 eastbound, so just be aware of that. And also the vehicle crash. And it happened on Davis Highway and Atwood Drive. They've moved that off to the side of the road. Still seeing slowdowns on I-10 eastbound from Pine Forest all the way through Highway 29. And it looks like if you're coming from Pace into from Pace into Pensacola, you're going to see some delays on Highway 90, about a 10 to 15 minute just congestion delay. I'm John Pickens with your Traffic on the Fives.
Thanks so much, John. If you're thinking about buying that next vehicle or just in the looking phase, you know, I know the typical thing is you try to figure out on your own what car to buy, and then you go try to find that car, okay? And if you go to Frontier, you're going to look at a bunch of different cars, and they're going to have good quality used cars, you know, 1, 2, maybe 3 or 4 years old with 10 to 15,000 miles, and, you know, they're going to warranty them to 100 or 10 years, and they're going to take good care of you, make sure it's good quality cars. That's why I like them. That's why Dave Ramsey likes them, and a bunch of other reasons, too. But also, you know, one of the things you might think about is that when you go to them, think of them instead of the adversary you're trying to get your product from at a good price. Go to them and ask them what they think is a good product. I mean, they drive a lot of cars. They see a lot of cars. They know what sells well. They know what holds the value. They know what people like and don't like in the features. And they can tell you. And, like, literally, you could just go and ask and say, hey, I'm thinking about buying a new car. I've always been a fan of, you know, Toyota. I've always been a fan of Honda or Volvo or Ford or Chevy or whatever. I've been thinking about getting this. Do you have any suggestions for me? Is there any feature that I think you think I might like or want to avoid? And is there a year that's better or worse? Did COVID affect the quality of the cars? I mean, all kinds of stuff you can ask them, because I've heard from mechanics that it did. So ask them. Think of them as a consultant, an advisor, an ally, rather than an adversary. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years. Behind the Big Buffalo, on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.
The Studer Community Institute, with many others, is dedicated to creating America's first early learning city right here in Pensacola. To do that, Rishi and I built the United States' first early learning sensory garden right at the corner of Baylin Street and Main Street. Yep, right by the Brew Through. Bring your child. Not only will they have fun, but they'll also learn a lot. And while you're there, you can have a coffee or a smoothie or a bite to eat. So please, bring your child down to the Brew Through to the early learning sensory garden. Thank you.
Pep Talk? What's Pep Talk?
It's the Pensacola Expert Panel.
Experts? Experts in real estate?
Yes, that's us, Angela. We are the Pep Talk for real estate.
What will we talk about, Will?
We'll talk about the real estate industry.
Well, we don't just want to answer our own questions.
We want to answer the listeners' questions. Tune in Thursday at 10 a.m. and we'll talk about real estate.
And whatever real estate questions you have.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
The Pensacola Expert Panel. Pep Talk. Mornings at 9 right after Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
What do you want to discuss now? My favorite color?
Always, sir. 0759 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you don't understand why I'm changing the way we say it, it's because President Trump has issued an executive order. It's all explained on our Facebook page. We'll talk about it more next hour. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, President Trump says the country can expect $5 trillion in investments. This is after his tariffs take effect this week. The reciprocal tariffs against Canada, Mexico, China, and the European Union all begin on Wednesday.
Very good. Thanks so much.